Now, they say there's no business like show business, and a celebration of showbiz coming to the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse, Walton-on-Thames, later this week. To find out more, let's chat to Hannah Kitchener. Morning, Hannah.
Good morning, John, and good morning, Matt.
Morning, Hannah. How are we?
Yeah, really well. Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, really looking forward to another week back at the theatre.
Yes, absolutely. We've seen you before playing a baddie in your last production. So tell us, I mean, a bit about that showbiz, a golden celebration. Tell us a bit about what we can expect from that, first of all, Hannah.
Sure. So it's a 50th anniversary celebration of Malmsey Musical Theatre. And it was due to actually take place in 2020, but because of the lockdown, unfortunately, it had to be postponed. So it's happening now. And yeah, it's all the hits from the shows that Malmsey Musical Theatre have performed over the years. So there's old stuff and new stuff and things that all the family should know. It's going to be a brilliant production, I think.
And I bet that was fun planning that, because, you know, getting out the old sort of the archives and going through and seeing what's been performed and really sort of charting the journey of Malmsey Musical Theatre over the last 50 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done productions, as I said, you know, more modern ones. We've done Gilbert and Sullivan productions. Some of the songs in this collection are from the Mikado. And we've done a show called The Boyfriend, which is a lesser known one, but it's coming on for about 100 years old now. So, yeah, there's some older things in there as well.
So it sounds like something for everyone, and I imagine people going along as well, particularly people that may have been going to these productions for many years, maybe people taking their grandchildren down, and sort of past generations, you know, it's going to spark conversation and memories of the last 50 years.
Absolutely, and there's hits from shows like My Fair Lady, which is just coming back to the West End now. And I'm trying to think of all the other shows.
So many.
I was actually going to ask, how did you decide what songs made the cut, made it into the show, that show business?
Well, I think, as John said, it was a really interesting process that we went through all the archives. We went through the shows that had been performed over the years. Some people have been with the company for, you know, a good number of years and have been in these shows themselves and have their particular favourites. So we were asked at the beginning of the rehearsal process if we had any particular favourites that we wanted to be included. So it's been quite a collaborative process. So people are really enjoying the rehearsal process, because, you know, they could be singing or dancing in a number that brings back some really good memories for them.
And how many of those 50 years, Hannah, have you been involved with Malmsey Musical Theatre?
Oh, I think my first show with them was a show called Stand By Your Beds, which was in about, oh goodness me, now you're asking me, probably about 2017, 2018.
Okay.
So I'm relatively new to the organisation, haven't been with them for 50 years, but I did grow up in Malmsey, so the area is very close to my heart, and some of the members of the society are known to me through, you know, family
yes.
links.
So you're aware of the Malmsey Musical Theatre, and then you got involved yourself. I mean, what was it that made you want to get involved with the Malmsey Musical Theatre?
Well, I love being on the stage, John. You know me, I always like the limelight. And they're a really lovely, small, friendly organisation. I've also been involved in lots of other societies across the county, Woking Musical Theatre and Bookham Light Operatic Society, and they're all really lovely, friendly organisations. But this one in particular, yeah, they're a really, really friendly bunch, and I've been really enjoying rehearsing with them in the same way that I really enjoy doing the pantomime with them over Christmas.
Yes.
Anna's being modest. She's a very, very good performer.
Very good. We loved it. You made a very convincing baddie. You know, knowing
you scared me.
Knowing you in real life, you haven't got a bad bone in your body, but you, with that in mind, you performed as a very bad, very, very good baddie.
Oh, yeah. I brought out my inner nasty side.
Yes. So I mean, it must be great though to have know that, you know, I think a lot of organisations maybe had sort of milestone anniversaries over the lockdown period and you have to postpone the celebrations, but it must be good to finally be at that stage where you can actually just celebrate those 50 years.
Really, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be quite emotional, I think, and at times, and really joyous at other times. As I said, it's a really good mixture of upbeat numbers and some slower numbers. And as you said, all the generations should know something from it. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
And the venue itself, for Cecil Hepworth Playhouse, I think I mentioned to you a few before that I was once in panto with, I think, the Desper Players. They wrote me into doing it, being a pantomime and on stage with my makeup on and everything. But it's a really lovely venue and a lot of history. And I know there's been some sort of concern over the future. I mean, do we know what the status of it is?
Yeah, there has. And there's a big campaign. You can go online and sign the petition for it to stay open. I think Elmbridge Borough Council now have decided they're going to review the situation in the same way that they did with Vine Hall, which is our rehearsal venue. But yeah, everyone can support it. We've got lots of local support. I think Michael Aspel has pledged to support, and Mike Reed, the DJ, and so yeah, lots of people are recognise that it's of historical significance. It's a beautiful building, and also we need these venues so these productions can continue.
Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of the grassroots sort of bread and butter level of theatre, isn't it? You know, all the sort of the West End stars. This is kind of where a lot of them start out, you know, kind of learn their trade. So, you know, it's very important.
Local theatre is so important, John. You know, we need to keep it affordable for people. And also, you know, not everybody has got the physical capability to get up to the West End. So to be able to go into your local community and see a really good quality production and enjoy a really good night out for, you know, less than £20 is you know, we've got to keep that going, I think. And also just getting people involved in the production, it really helps people's mental well-being. It gives them a purpose. It gives them something to do. We find we attract people from all walks of life. You know, it's such a, we've got such a good community vibe. We really support one another.
Yeah, that's so important. I mean, particularly at the moment, within it's been going on, so important. So it's brilliant work that you do, you know, when you put on some amazing productions. So this is going to be opening on Thursday at the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse.
I was just going to ask about tickets, because I think I need to come along. So if people want a ticket, then how do we get involved, Hannah?
Right, so you can get a ticket from the Maldsey Musical Theatre website, and or you can phone 0208 941 3255. So I'll just repeat that. That's 0208 941 3255. And as John said, it's going to be running from Thursday night, opening at 7:30, and another show on Friday night at 7:30, and then two shows on Saturday. We've got a Saturday matinee at 2:30 and then a Saturday evening production at 7:30 as well.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck. I'm sure it's going to be amazing, you know, just reminiscing over 50 years of the Maldsey Musical Theatre. Hoping to catch that later this week. And
I hope you and Matt can come along. And, if anybody wants to come, do buy a ticket, because it is going to be a really great night out.
Absolutely. Hannah, thank you very much for telling us about it. And happy belated 50th anniversary to the Maldsey Musical Theatre.
Thank you for having me on the show this morning, guys.
Good luck with the show, Hannah. Say hi to the rest of the cast for us.
I will do. Thanks ever so much. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful sunny Sunday.
We will, absolutely. Thank you very much. There's Hannah Kitchener there, so do check that out. That showbiz, a golden celebration, celebrating 50 years of the Maldsey Musical Theatre, and that opens at the Cecil Hepworth Playhouse, Walton-in-Thames, this Thursday and runs until Saturday. Box office number 0208 941 3255.